Hey y'all, what's up? It's The Real Talk with Ive. So we have another podcast today. We got a lot going on. The world is rapidly changing. Things are happening, a lot of things that are happening which are out of our control. So I know it's a bit crazy and it's a lot to understand. It's a lot to try and process at one time. However, we need to take it slow and we really need to just sit down and think about it, all right? So I just want to come and really just have a dialogue with everyone today. And give some words of encouragement, because I definitely feel like with everything happening right now, we are losing that touch to reality and losing that touch to humanity and what it means to be a part of the human race. Because I think we need to start thinking about, all right, we are all collectively going through this entire situation right now. We are all collectively dealing with the effects and the consequences that are coming with the coronavirus and the spread of that virus. So we all need to think about, all right, I'm going through this, you're going through this, you're on lockdown, I'm on lockdown. So how are we going to work together to find a way for us to cope with these rapidly changing times? And then how are we also going to remain sane during this time, to be honest? Because I mean, if we think about it, we're all stuck inside, right? So if we're stuck inside, what are we doing? We only have our computers, our cell phones, and these devices where we're trying to maintain sanity and we're trying to still like communicate with each other. But I think this is the most important time to really rely on the fact that we do have family members and rely on the fact that a lot of us are privileged. We are really privileged. The people that have homes, you're privileged. The people that have cellular devices, you're privileged. The people who have computers, you're privileged. You have a device to contact people. You have the opportunity to still be connected to the world in some way. If you have a TV, you have a connection to see what's going on in the news and in the media, all these different things. There are so many people who don't have access to that don't know what's going on. For instance, those who are homeless, do you think they know what's going on? Probably not. Because guess what? They don't have access to cell phones. And if they do, it's just a cell phone where they can call people. And if they have people to call, they are not having access to the news. This isn't being brought to them. They're just on the street living their lives as if nothing is going on. And they're not aware of these changes because guess what? They're not having it constantly put in their face. So we need to be mindful of that. Also, not everyone is getting the same information at the same time. Some people are getting information delayed. Some people don't have an idea of what's going on. Maybe they understand there's like a weird change. Something's happening. It feels off to them. But they may not know the exact thing unless somebody's talking to them. And I think we need to realize, like, we're all experiencing this at the same time. And the experience may vary for different people, but we are all experiencing it. And the way for us to get through tough situations like this is to work together. So in that regard, I want to just provide people with a couple of coping mechanisms and things that you can possibly do while you're inside. If you haven't talked to a friend or a family member in who knows how long, give them a call, send them a text message. If you do have a cell phone and you are privileged in that aspect, give them a call, send them a text message, say, hey, what's up? I just wanted to check in and see how you're doing. This is the perfect time to really just sit down and like mend broken bonds. Try to have those conversations that we've been avoiding for so long. Because honestly, like, if you think about it, this is a time to realize life is really short. And we don't know what's going to happen the next day. We don't know what's promised for us the next day. So we need to really take that time to embrace each other and really love one another. A couple of other things you can do. If you are privileged to have a TV, stock up and watch some documentaries. Watch some good things that are going to inform you on a lot of different things that are happening. But also make sure you're not just watching a whole bunch of depressing stuff, because that's also really sad. What we watch and what we digest is really important. It's not just about digesting your food and what you drink, but also like the media content, what you're watching. You're also processing that in your body, and that stuff can have a really large effect. And I don't think people think about that when we talk about mental health. What you're watching and what you're constantly seeing is affecting your mental health in a way you may not be aware of, but stock up on some information by watching documentaries, but also maybe watch something funny. If you're in a comedy, watch a comedy show, you know, get a good laugh, because laughing is really good. Laughing releases so many different hormones in your body that just make you feel really happy. So definitely try and get some good laughs in. We want to try and do that. Also, if you are into poetry, write a poem. You know, get into it, write a poem, talk about these times, talk about what's going on. If you're into writing a story, write a story. If you're into drawing, draw, put art on paper. And I think having everybody, and you don't have to be the perfect artist. You can be like, hey, you know what? I want to draw today. And you just draw, because that's what you draw, what you're feeling. And you just let it out. You express it some way, somehow on a piece of paper to get it out of your body, to get it out of your mind. So you can kind of take a deep breath. Kind of like brain dumping. A lot of people say that when you're writing, you just brain dump. You put everything you're thinking about for a particular topic on that piece of paper. And from there, you know, you go into editing. But you don't have to necessarily edit, just brain dump. Get it all out. I think this is a time we really need to be talking to each other too. Talk to your friends, talk to your family. Say, hey, you know what? I'm actually not doing okay. Hey, you know what? This is actually kind of stressing me out. Hey, you know what? I'm having a rough time with this. Really talk to people. And it's so important that we do that. And this is really just a general podcast. There is not about to be any edits to this at all, because we don't need no effects. We don't need no extra drawn out things happening right now. What we need is to really be able to digest some information in a way that's like, you know what? I feel like somebody's being real with me, because I definitely feel like me being blessed to have the people that I have in my life, I've been able to really just say like, hey, you know what? This is kind of stressing me out. Hey, you know what? There's a lot going on. I don't know how to feel about this. And it's good to have those people around. It's good to just be realistic with yourself. Be realistic with what's happening and how you're feeling and how it may be affecting you and your family. And really just think about that. And try not to think in the individualistic level. I think it is really hard to change that perspective. But really try and think in we and us. Because this is a we problem. This is a us problem. We are all going through it. Your family is going through it. You're not the only one in your family stuck in the house. You're not the only one in your family having a rough time dealing with these rapid changes. There's a lot of people going through it. So check in on your friends, check in on your family members, see how everybody's doing, check in on them, because it's really important that you do so, because life is forever changing. And there's a lot of new things coming out every day. There's a new update, there's a new rule, there's a new protocol, there's a new thing. So just being really aware and checking in on people and helping each other. If that means like helping someone find a way to sit and be like, hey, you know what? I need to, if you know yoga, teach it to a friend. If you're quarantined in the house with a friend, if you know yoga, teach it to a family member. If you're quarantined in the house with a family member, teach them yoga. Say, hey, look, we're going to do some yoga today. We're going to really get in tune with our body and get in touch with our spiritual side. Just have a moment. I think we need to just sit and breathe, because everyone is taking in all of these rapidly changing media posts and news reports. We're taking it all in and we're constantly watching the news, but we're not taking the time to sit and think about, all right, now that I've taken all this information in, how do I feel about it? We're not taking the time to stop and think about it. We're not taking the time to digest it and break it down in such a way that we're still able to function. We're just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And it's like, all right, now we're stressed. But we want to make sure that we are not stressing out, because stress isn't good for you. High cortisol levels do not lead to good things. It leads to a lot of damaging things to your body, which makes it hard for you to fight off infection, which therefore is not a great thing. So you want to make sure you're maintaining your mental health, because when you maintain your mental health, you can maintain physical health as well. So please, 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 please just take the time to take a deep breath. Turn off social media for a day. It's not going to kill you to be unplugged from the rapidly changing times, because guess what? It's going to, whatever update you got today that you would have got today, you're going to see it tomorrow. Things are changing. So take some time to unplug from media and really just sit and be like, you know what? Hey, I'm going to take a deep breath this is what it is, and I can't control what's going on right now, so let me focus on what I can control. You can't control what's going on in the world right now and what's happening with the spread of the coronavirus. We can't control that. We can't control what's happening in terms of things that the governor is putting out or the federal government is putting out. We can't control that. What we can control, though, is how we are feeling mentally and physically. We can control that. We can contribute to the betterment of those states. So please try and do that. And yeah, I'm so happy that I have the followers that I have. If you feel like someone needs to hear this, please share. I'm definitely going to be doing more podcasts as time goes on. And also, if you feel like there's a question you have or something that you want me to talk about or something that you want to have a dialogue about, please feel free to DM me at @ive_realtalk. And that's my Instagram. So please go there, check it out. You could DM me at that page, or if you want, you can also email me because my email is attached to that. So please go ahead and let's talk about it if we need to. This is an open space for all my folks that are out here supporting me and all my folks that are also going through this challenging time together. So yeah, if you need anything, let me know. Please send me an email or send me a DM so we can talk about it, because honestly, this podcast is for the people. And that's that. Thanks for listening. And remember to have a conversation with yesterday and have a discussion with tomorrow.